Today, I do not have too much time, but I just want to share briefly following down the missionary. For my life, I have a special respect for all the missionaries. They are the ones who follow the call. And today I'm going to speak about the calling of the Lord. And it is the call that led me through up until this moment. And I am just challenging you because I will challenge you because most of you are just very young and good at with smartphones. And life is a decision. Whether you want to make this decision or not, life is yours, and you need to make a decision. What are you going to do with your life? If you do not make a decision, that is a decision too. Just like you want to take a flight, and you say, "I'm not going to go to the airport," but the flight takes off anyway. So it's the time that you need to think about what is the divine calling in your life. We oftentimes have a kind of fear that if we dedicate our life to the Lord, then we are no longer free. We will be bound. We will not live to up to our own goal. And what am I going to do? It's full of fear. And that fear is reasonable, but maybe out of not of a strong faith of the Lord. Following the Lord is not something that will destroy your freedom. There are two kinds of freedom. The one kind of freedom is veer off from your destiny and do whatever you want. That actually is a waste of your life. The other kind of freedom is to seek for the guidance of the Lord. What is the divine will in your life? And then you follow it. And that is your destiny. For anyone follows the divine guidance, fulfills the divine calling, that is the true freedom. So, I think, what is the calling? What is the divine calling for you? So calling, in Afghanistan, one of the theologians, I think he lives in North Carolina. In his book, The Call, he writes, "Calling is the truth that God calls us to himself so decisively that everything we do, and everything we have is invested with a special devotion, dynamism. And direction lived out as a response to his summons and services. So calling is not some very teeny tiny spot, although it starts from something very practical and may seem in the beginning very small, but it will like a mustard seed in the beginning, very small, but it has life. Whatever is from God, it is life. Because what stands in beside God is a living creature. God is a living God. So it's living. It will grow. Grow until you can no longer ignore it. That's the divine call. So. There are two kinds of callings. You can hear Don shares about his searching for the calling from the Lord. They already followed. The whole family moved to Asia and served as missionaries for 12 years. That is something tremendous. It's not easy, especially moving around with the children. And now they are praying for divine guidance. For another kind of calling. So there are actually embedded in Don's sharing, there are two levels of calling. So oftentimes we just mess it up. So the primary calling is that all means us included, we included. All should follow Christ. That we should love God with everything we have and everything we do. It's just the commandment of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Dedicate yourself completely to the Lord. What is something blocking you from dedicating yourself completely to the Lord? If there's something in your life that is so important and if you're disobedient to the Lord, that is idol. That is your idol. So primarily I'm going to focus on this level of calling. And the secondary calling is how we live in our lives in response to this primary calling. So you can see Don and Maggie, they are praying for the divine guidance for the next step. They served as medical missionaries in Asia. Now they are trying to find a job. I'm going to ask you a question. If Don stopped serving a missionary and find a clinic in Colombia and served as medical doctor, is he fulfilling his calling? Yes or no? Come on. There's no medical doctor in this world. What will happen to us? Right? Is it possible that God calls you to be a lawyer? Of course. If the legal field is full of lawyers, attorneys with calling, then justice will be done more often, right? Is it possible that God called you to be some environmentalist? Of course, with such problem of these ecological problems, it's a divine calling for manage, for take care of. That's God calling for Adam. You take care of, you manage the yard, manage the Garden of Eden. So it is divine calling. So even if you want to go to business school, yes, it can be a calling. But before that, you need to first pray to the Lord. Ask yourself whether God did call you into that kind of ministry. Sometimes it's just a job, a career. You serve for yourself, the selfish purpose. If you yourself have not yet been dedicated or sacrificed as a living sacrifice on the altar, then nothing is pure. But after you dedicate yourself completely on the altar and you follow the passion, your passionate love for the Lord, and you seek earnestly, and the Lord shows you what you need to do, then whatever you do is pure. Whatever you do is sacred. So this is two different levels of calling. So there is difference between calling and vocation. Vocation. Every Christian is called by God. We must never forget that we are not called to a specific activity. Rather, we are called to obedience to Christ. The response to God's calling upon our life is our service. Whatever our vocation, whatever we do in our life, should be a direct response to the call of God. So, today I'm going to challenge you. Have you ever made the decision of dedicating your life without any reservation to the Lord? I think this is the calling for everybody. Not only for John, not only for Paul, not only for any missionaries or any medical doctors, church pastors. Oftentimes, when I lead student groups, and some of the students, they were very passionate about the Word of God, and they want to grow, and they grow very well, until a moment, they just become slow down and slagging, and I ask him or her, what's going on? And some of them told me that they are afraid. They were afraid that they were too devoted and they were too passionate about the work of God, and God might call them to be a pastor or might call them to Africa to serve as a missionary. Out of that kind of fear that they cannot, they do not want to dedicate their life to the Lord. Is this reasonable? What is the problem here? If this pen reluctantly told me that I do not want to follow my destiny, I do not want to write, but I do want to sin and death. Will it work? No. It's designed to be a writing utensil. Or if, okay, I will write, but with reservations. Sometimes I'm at work, sometimes I'm not working. Reserve my ink from releasing the ink. What will happen? It will end in a dustbin. That's our life. Whether sometimes we just have not yet dedicated to the Lord. What is the Lord? The definition of Lord, that He is our Master. What is the definition of Christian? Oh, we are His servants. Servants in Greek is doulos. Do you know what doulos means? Doulos is whatever belongs to you, everything, anything belongs to you, that is belong to the Master. Even you yourself, you do not have a legal status. Especially, we do not have a legal status. It is the Lord with His blood, with His death, purchased us. We are His doulos. Yet He set us free, and now He's anticipating us to freely make the decision to dedicate our life, which is all to be His, into His hand. That is something called freedom. Freedom has been misunderstood in the past century. Freedom means whatever we want to do, we mess up our life, which ended up being nothing. Empty. But if we willing to follow the call, then, at the second level, you can pray, you can fast, you can, like Don is doing, ask us to pray for him. What will be the next step of the divine calling? What kind of career you will choose? What kind of school you're going to attend or apply? That is secondary. The first and primary calling for you is to dedicate yourself as a living sacrifice. And what you need to do is trust and obey. I never said it is easy to trust the Lord. If you receive some calling from the Lord, such as Abraham received, say, go, Abraham, go and sacrifice your son, your only beloved son, on the altar, and become to be a burnt offering. Would you struggle? If you're struggling with something that the Lord might call me to Africa to be a missionary, then it might be the case that the Lord is calling you to be a missionary. That's the reason why you're so fear freedom. You sense something. You are a spirit. Spirit sense directly, immediately. So, what would happen if Abraham said, argue or bargain with the Lord? Said, no, Lord, I'm not going to. This is the son you gave it to me. I'm not going to burn it on as an offering to you. What will happen? He will keep his son, right? And you will never know the secret of the salvation. A couple of thousand years later, God the Father will sacrifice his son on the altar. Died for us. Abraham will only have his son, Isaac. And the blessing will stop there. But remember what happened after Abraham willingly, obedient to the Lord and sacrificed Isaac. What happened? Isaac became a blessing. The Lord just promised him that your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, right? And all the nations will be blessed by your descendants. Now, if you keep your life into your hand, yes, you are very capable, you are very smart, and you can feed your family with your 5 or 3 or 4. And you have your pensions, you have all your vacation hall, house, probably. But you will never be a blessing to a multitude of people. Like Abraham and Isaac, the Lord blessed the world through Abraham's faithful action, dedication, sacrifice. So it's your question. It is, this decision is yours. What am I going to do with your life? Are you going to be like that little boy with 2 small fish and 5 barley bread? And it's enough to feed himself for a day or two. But he dedicated to the Lord. And what happened? Lord blessed his dedication, his sacrifice, and bake the bread and feed 5,000. That's only the man over there. Maybe it's just 20,000, 15,000. And have lots of baskets, leftovers, abundance of the Lord. Will be a symbol of your life if you have dedication. This is not easy, even though. This is not easy. You will have struggles. This is the test, a trial of faith that everybody will go through, like Abraham did. Do you think Abraham struggled a lot while he was taking his son and heading towards the place that the Lord called him to sacrifice his son? Do you think there's any struggle in his heart? That is, I think that's probably like hell for him. 3 days and 3 nights, the son just died, it's dead in his heart, but living, jumping in front of him. So that is a struggle, a pain in all these trials. Are you willingly to dedicate your life to the Lord, even though there are struggles? But you do it out of the trust of the Lord. Abraham trusts that the Lord is someone who brings something out of nothing, creates your ex nihilo, that is Isaac there, right here, laughing, make him laugh. But Isaac was none, was nothing. Isaac should not be there, because his body was too old to give birth to any descendants. The Lord actually demonstrated to Abraham, he is the powerful one, trustworthy, brings forth something precious thing, most precious thing out of nothing. And the Lord is still working in your life too. The same Lord you are believing. Abraham is our father of our faith. And you are having the same faith our Lord Abraham had. And Abraham followed the Lord, didn't just because out of superstitious belief. Abraham knew that even if he sacrificed Isaac, he killed Isaac, he slaughtered Isaac, Lord, the life, the creator of life, can bring him to life again. So it is your knowledge, your faith, your trust in the Lord, that matters. So know your Lord. Know that the Lord is always good to you. Lord gives and the Lord multiplies and the Lord never destroys. Destroy is the name of devil. Liar is the name of devil. The Lord is the one who provides. So I think it's your decision. Are you willing to sacrifice your Isaac on the altar? Where is your Isaac? Maybe your reputation, maybe your career, maybe your future spouse, maybe your GPA, maybe your Ivy League school, maybe. What is that? That thing you sacrifice on the altar. Lord will bless. The Lord will bless you. And your life will become a blessing to the people around you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you that you are always good, even though we do not understand you. Miraculously, you, Lord, has demonstrated to us that you are so good, and let us know you more and more so that we can trust you without any reservation. Because our life is yours, purchased with the blood and death of our Lord Jesus, and now it is reasonable that we need to dedicate, give it back to you. Lord, use this life. We want to give our life to you because you gave your life to us. So that in the mutual giving, without reservation, we will love each other as one. Lord, make our life a miracle. Make our life blessings to many around us. Lord, we thank you and we love you and we pray in the name of Jesus.